There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
University of Mary Studios, What's on Your Mind returns for another hour. Hi, friends, it's Scott Hinnon along with Todd Mitchell. We're here to take your calls, questions, and comments as we always are on What's on Your Mind. And by the way, that happens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with the What's on Your Mind line, 855-200-1776. Email is always welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. And when you call, by the way, you have two options. Press 1 to leave a message, and that's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the 855 line. Or press 2 to chat with us live on the air. And Myron and Washburn and Troy out in Central North Dakota had a comment on last hour's debate. We're going to get to you in just a moment. It's a University of Mary Monday. A couple times a month, we invite our friends in from the University of Mary, and we try to wrap our arms around a challenge that's out there, something that has us all wondering, you know, something outside the day-to-day cycle that we all get wrapped up in, but rather to step back a little bit and say, let's look at the big picture here a little bit. Here's the challenge. How do we fix that? How do we address that? What do we do? And so always enjoy those conversations. Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary, along with Jerome Richter, vice president of public affairs, will be with us to tackle a couple of topics today on the program. We're going to start with an update on a crazy week last week with the fire as well. Before the end of the hour, you'll hear Senate Minority Leader Max Schneider, a Democrat, and Republican Majority Leader Al Carlson, Republican, on this proposal to reform the oil tax. It's a debate that's happening as we speak. I'm getting a number of folks texting me from the Capitol, big crowd, a lot of folks weighing in on this, and we've been talking about it with our listeners as well, a monumental bill to restructure the oil tax formula that actually would be a short-term tax increase for the industry in exchange for long-term stability on knowing what the rate is, a flat rate rather than having the triggers. We'll be covering that all week along with other things that are in the news related to the final hours of the legislative session, but we'll share with you before the end of the hour a couple of clips on that as well. All right, Myron and Washburn, before we Senior Shea and Jerome Richter in here, let's get these two calls in who've been waiting since last hour. What's on your mind, Myron?
Well, I'm just curious that 11.5%, 6.5%, I think it is, for the extraction tax, both of those taxes, I don't know why the government would have the right to sit there and charge the oil companies that tax money, because that's not their oil or their land. But they're charging them 6.5% for extraction tax. Well, it's none of their business that they're on there drilling oil or drilling for oil.
Yeah, the 5% production tax, it was in lieu of property taxes, and the 6.5% extraction tax was an invention of, I think it was Kent Conrad, a state tax commissioner. And by the way, that great idea led to the exodus of the industry in the 80s. So, you know, for folks that are cheerleading for higher taxes, not a good idea. That's above my pay grade on you know, the legalities of it, Myron, on why it's there. But I just think, I hope, rather than hyperbole about, oh, this is tax breaks for big oil companies, or, you know, we need this or we're going to leave, we could just take a deep breath and say, what's the best tax policy? What makes the most sense? What's good, sound, predictable policy, both for the state and the counties and the cities, so they have an idea of what's going to come in based on the price? And oil companies have an idea of what their cost is going to be. And I worry about it.
I think the cost of it is, are the any tax on there, that they close their eyes and that's what they get, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know.
Sure.
It's not their property, period, you know. So who are they to come in and say, well, we got to have this, we got to have that.
Sure.
When all that 11.5%, some of it, or most of it, could go to the owner of the property.
Well, the biggest winner with the least amount of skin in the game, so to speak, is government when it comes to you know, taxes. You look at the return on investment. Wow, they cash out good. Myron, nice to hear from you. Love Washburn. Thanks for the call. Troy, somewhere in Central North Dakota, last call before we go to our guest here. What's on your mind?
Well, the gentleman from Dickinson, I guess, you know, he was talking about the drilling rigs and stuff being junk. He's more than more than welcome to just take off and start walking and park his car. If he's so opposed to oil exploration and oil development, he should probably just do that. It would be in his benefit as well as ours. And secondly, his view on the scenic view. If somebody treated his house or his business as a scenic view and asked to have it removed because it was blocking their scenic view, I think he'd have a different attitude about personal property and how personal property is treated by those that own it. And then finally, my last point is this oil extraction tax or this tax change on the oil companies. I do kind of agree with it, but it shouldn't have been done in the last 5 days. It should have been brought forward at the beginning. We made a deal with these oil companies to eliminate this tax if the value goes to a certain thing, and now our state is actually reneging on that offer, so to speak. And I guess there should be some, you know, the deal was the deal. In my mind, when you make a deal, you stick to it. I guess I'll turn my hang up now, guys, and listen. I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Troy, and you're not alone in your comment. I had an earlier caller say, unless that guy's peddling a bicycle past that rig, he needs the product they're bringing up on that point. And I also shared a comment earlier from someone in the industry that said, hey, the bill that they're presenting, all that is the North Dakota Revenue Insurance Policy done on the back of oil producers and mineral owners. You know, it's a bit of a short deal. I think the 11th hour is just a product of the price, right? I mean, watching it and saying, boy, the trigger's going to hit. And I also understand the tribes basically came in and asked for a deal, which the Democrats were willing to do, give them a special deal, and then it became, okay, we've got to just look at this whole thing. So Max Schneider evidently offered the tribes a special deal that they liked, and that started a lot of this. So it'll be an interesting debate for sure. Thanks for the calls. And by the way, we'll be following it closely all week, so welcome lots of commentary on it. You'll hear Max Schneider and Al Carlson's take before the end of the hour. A couple of Mondays a month, we do something called the University of Mary Monday, as I mentioned earlier. And joining us today, the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Shea, along with this vice president of public affairs, Jerome Richter. Monsignor, nice to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, great to talk to you, Scott. God bless you and happy Easter. You know, we forget that Easter is a longer season than Lent.
It is indeed. And I like extending that Easter out because it's such
absolutely
a wonderful season. It means spring.
That's right.
So many other things.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Jerome, good morning to you. Glad to have you.
Good morning, Scott. It's always good to be with you.
Before we get into the meatier topics of the University of Mary Monday, I do want to ask you a couple of things that have been in the news lately. And one is just that we couldn't help but be gripped with concern over the fire literally nipping at the very edges of the University of Mary campus last week. What was that like, Monsignor?
Scott, it was an extraordinary thing and very frightening. You know, the day before the fire came up to the edge of campus, it broke out south of the campus. And I was in my office, and I came out, and we saw it, and it was very concerning because the flames were so high. It was far off in the distance down by the river, but the flames were so high that we could see them from the campus. They were tall and orange, and the smoke was billowing, and we stood there, and we were concerned. You know, the southernmost tip of our campus is Annunciation Monastery, which is where our sisters live. And we were most concerned that fire with the wind, because you know how quickly fire can move, we were most concerned that the wind might come. And so we were making evacuation plans for the monastery at that point. And then it appeared that the fire was brought under control before it got anywhere near to us. And so I was off campus then the following day. And in fact, I was up at Bismarck State College in their energy center. They've got the second best view of the city of Bismarck. and so I looked, and there was haze over there. There was haze sort of in the horizon, and it looked like there was some new smoke, but I thought that it was from the day previous. And so people were saying, has the fire broken out again? And I said, it won't ever break out. You know, a couple of years ago, I said to somebody, you know, the Pope will never retire. That'll never happen. Well, well, I wasn't right. And so all of a sudden, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon, and my phone lit up with an emergency notification that the flames were within 200 yards of campus. And so I jumped in my car, and I drove home, and then I could see, as I was looking at the campus, it looked like Armageddon up there. I don't know if you've seen pictures of what the campus looked like from the city of Bismarck at the time when the fire was. You know, those who have been to the University of Mary know that we're on a high prairie bluff way up from Apple Creek and the Missouri River. And so there's a huge span of prairie grass going down on the edge of the butte, going all the way down to the creek. And all of that was on fire, and the wind was blowing like crazy and making its way across our campus. By the time I arrived there, the fire trucks had just come up from below and had reached our campus. And so there were first responders there, and we watched with deep concern as the fire made its way from south to north all the way across the campus. Now, the majority of our buildings are reinforced concrete structures. They're from the late 50s, early 60s, late 60s too. They're these Bauhaus structures. And so we were concerned about them, but we felt like the most danger was in the northernmost part of campus. We've got a few new apartment buildings, which we've built as part of the housing boom. And they're stick-built, and so we were very worried about them.
Unbelievable. Well, a short break. Come back with more of our conversation with Monsignor James Shade, Room Rector from the University of Mary, today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels, we take pride in everything we do to keep you on the move. Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It's time to pack up the What's on Your Mind microphones as we're headed to Killdeer, North Dakota, in the Polar Service Center, located there very soon, to tell you about some incredible career opportunities at Polar Service Center. That's right. This isn't a job. This is a career, one that will last. If you're looking, listen up. They need technicians right now, and they're paying $35 per hour and more. That's what the starting pay is, competitive Bakken pay, starting at up to $35 an hour, depending on your qualifications. Plus, listen, there's more. Your choice of free housing in their townhome living accommodations, or a $700 monthly housing allowance. $1,000 cash bonus with your first paycheck. $4,000 retention bonus after your first year. One of the best health care plans in the business, and so much more. And Polar Service Centers are here for the long haul. So come along for the ride. Apply for one of those technician positions by calling Polar Service Center at 507-696-1164 or click the career link at polarservicecenters.com and join us live in Killdeer on the 16th.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Has it, folks. Whether you need quality parts to keep the family car running or you're restoring that first ride to full glory, you'll have everything you need at Heedles. ASE certified parts professionals at Heedles. That's what they have, too. That's right, professionals. Great folks that have been there a lot of years. Your complete auto parts service locations. They're in the Dakotas, Montana, and Minnesota. online at HeatAlls.com. I was chatting with Eric Buckelk the other day at Dickinson. And, boy, I tell you what a neat guy. And he's worked there for a few years, actually worked for his brother who was in Dickinson before he was in Bismarck now, and was his outside sales manager and kind of moved up to being the store manager there. And he calls his brother his competition now because he's trying to outdo him in Dickinson from the Bismarck store. So it's kind of fun. And got some other family members that are working for him. It is a family company all the way around. They really are. I asked Derek, I said, okay, what was your first car? He was a little embarrassed to tell me that it was a 86 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. Yeah, he liked that body style. So he did remember that. Everybody remembers the first car, and that's, you know, if you need a part for that first car, that's what I'm talking about. Head into HeatAlls, and they'll take care of you. HeatAlls has it. Not only the parts you need, but the parts professionals and the good people that are just the best, really the secret weapon at HeatAlls. 21 past the hour, rolling on with our conversation on the University of Mary Monday with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. So just wrapping up our chat about the dramatic week last week with the fire. So, I mean, what was amazing is those pictures to see where the charred grass was and literally how close that was to the campus.
Yeah, it came within feet of our building. And, you know, toward the end, we made the decision to evacuate the campus, Scott, and our students made their way off campus. And, of course, I and a handful of others stayed behind, and I pulled out my rosary, and I was praying and pleading that we would be protected because it looked very serious. You know, the Black Hawk helicopters came at a certain point and started dumping water, and we were very grateful. You know, the sisters had this happen on graduation day in 1970. There was a fire that broke out, and they remember beating it back with wet gunny sacks. And so at that point, they put in a path on the very edge of our campus called the Sageway Path. And it's an amazing thing. It's just a small asphalt path, but it was a great fire block for us. We were just worried that that the fire would jump. At one point, it did jump from the prairie fire into the short grass, and it made its way down to our main gas line. And this was deeply concerning. But in the end, you know, just barely, we were completely protected. It was an extraordinary thing. And then we decided to keep the students evacuated for the night. It didn't look like the buildings were any more in danger, but you never know where some embers might have fallen, and we didn't want to have to try and evacuate the campus in the middle of the night if something rekindled. So we met our students down at United Tribes Technical College, where, you know, President McDonald was just so kind to us, and they welcomed our students with wide open arms. But I want to tell you something, Scott, because it speaks to the North Dakota spirit. It speaks to the reason the University of Mary exists. We've got more than 1,000 students living on that campus, you know, who didn't have a bed for the night. And all but about 20, by the time I got there, all but about 20 had found a place to stay. Scott, our kids are going to get jobs. It's amazing. And so we had a small group of students. The Red Cross was amazing and took great care of them. We all met at 9 p.m. at the cathedral here in Bismarck and prayed together a very beautiful and solemn and humbling Mass of Thanksgiving, thanking God for having protected our campus. And then in addition to that, praying for those who were still in danger's way and for the emergency personnel who were so heroic that day. Really, I want to say while we're here on the air, how grateful I was for the prayers and the generosity of so many people from our community. The University of Mary was flooded with concern and with kindness. My phone lit up with lots of offers for places for students to stay. And Burley County, the city of Bismarck, the rural fire departments from surrounding communities, everybody rallied to our support, to support us and our neighbors, the residential people who live in our neighborhood. And I feel like we were very protected. It was a beautiful experience of grace. So I was very grateful for it and very proud of our students and our community. It was a traumatic moment. But the sisters, of course, were praying too. Scott, did you see the picture of the sisters' cemetery, which is right on the edge of the campus, and how the fire lapped all around it? It's charred all around. But the graves of about 130 sisters who were there were completely untouched by the fire. Did you see that photo by any chance?
Uh-huh, I did. I resonated in my mind. Same thing with the photo of you out there with the students looking at how close the charred grass was to the campus. Mm-hmm. was a phrase my mother, the one that sticks with me more than anything now, you know, 50 years later that I remember growing up was this: coincidences are God's sealed orders. That was her line. She always used that line. And, I don't think it was a coincidence either place where the fire stopped. Do you?
No. Well, the Lord was looking out for us. There's no doubt about it. And I give praise and thanks to him for protecting us, because otherwise you and I would be talking about a fundraising campaign to rebuild our campus. And that would be a difficult thing. But no, I'm very grateful. I mean, hey, and I want to say this in the spirit, Scott, of Easter. I went out to look at all the damage, and I was walking around in the charred grass, and I looked very close, and already there's small green shoots that are coming up, new life coming from destruction and from death. And that's the way that the world's meant to be.
That sure is. That's great. I want to ask you about something else here before we switch to our topic at hand today, and that is I am following with great interest your role in helping the Board of Higher Education vet a new chancellor and be part of this system. Tell us a little bit about this. This seems to me to be great. This is obviously, in your case, the president of a private school that is lending expertise to helping the state system find a chancellor.
Well, Scott, I want to say first how honored I am to be part of the process at all. You know, when the fire broke out, that's where I was. I had spent the whole day on the campus of Ismark State College, and there were 7 interviews that day that took place via technology. So I was there with the search committee. The actual search committee is the State Board of Higher Education itself. And then there's an advisory committee of us who are part of the discussions as well. And you know, higher ed, I don't think it's a secret to anybody, but these have been choppy waters these past years. And the question of education, especially because North Dakota and we as citizens make such a tremendous investment in higher ed, it's really important that we find great leadership for the system, someone who's able to really provide a lot of integrity, a lot of confidence, who's able to interact both with the college presidents and with the legislature and other stakeholders and other publics. It's really important that we get this right. And I do want to say that there are a number of really promising candidates, and so I'm hopeful for the process. But North Dakota deserves this and needs this. And I've said publicly before that from the vantage of the University of Mary, the flourishing of higher education, that North Dakota would have a good higher education system, which we have, but that the leadership would be very strong along the way. That's really important. You know, I'm friends with Larry Scogan, who was president of Bismarck State College and who's been the interim chancellor. And this has been a crucible for Larry. There's a lot happening. And from my vantage, we really want to see this work out in the end. I think that's important.
Monsignor James Shea, the University of Mary. A couple times a month, we get an opportunity to do a You Mary Monday, and we're tackling a number of different topics today on the program. We're going to talk about the year on campus when we come back. Want an update on that as well? Don't go away. 28 past the hour.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shops with 4 techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does. And by the way, they have a great round of pick up the patch efforts that are getting underway, starting in Dickinson on May 1st. Go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, and find out the location near you where you can help out, because that's a neat thing to do. You meet some neighbors and you get out there and help pick up the patch. So kind of fun. Continuing our conversation now with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. One more segment in our University of Mary Monday today. You know, you referenced, Monsignor, the choppy waters in higher education in North Dakota, and certainly with leadership and other things, there is that. And there's also a big battle right now going on over tuition. But that debate is not only here in North Dakota. That is nationally. Is that one of the reasons that you have brought this innovative idea of a year-round campus in as an option for your students?
Absolutely, Scott. In fact, that's the problems that North Dakota is grappling with in our higher ed system stem from lots of different things, but they include national problems like the increasing cost of higher ed. Tuition rates have been rising at a much quicker rate than average household income. It includes things like time to completion, where people are spending 5, 6, 7 years to get a 4-year degree, and then the mounting crisis of student loan debt, where so many of our young people graduate from college really shackled with debt, which removes the possibility for them to live free lives. It sabotages their freedom and their ability to make particular choices. And so as we looked at that, as we thought about that, and as we're listening, we've got our ear to the ground, and we hear the concerns of students. We hear the concerns of this rising generation. We hear the concerns of parents who are making investments many times on behalf of their children in the question of college. And we think about Western North Dakota, Eastern Montana, where so many young people are really faced with a pretty difficult decision whether they should invest 4 or 5 years getting a degree when they can get a great job right out of high school with all the economic prosperity. And all of those things added up to the fact that we needed to do this because it's the right thing, meaning that students who sign up for year-round campus are able to get a bachelor's degree in 2.5 years and a master's degree in 4 years, which is great for their incremental lifetime income, their incremental lifetime savings, and a tremendous reduction in their student loan debt. And so all of those things are partly our response to that. And whoever the new chancellor is, I sure look forward to speaking with that person about some of the challenges in higher ed and how private higher ed and public higher ed can work together such that we really can serve the people of this region and the people of the prairies in North Dakota better, because they need the people of North Dakota need to expect excellence out of higher education. It's absolutely crucial. And we think at the University of Mary we're doing a tremendously good job. Jerome Richter and I are old friends. You know, we taught high school together, and we've been talking for years about this question about how fiscal responsibility and financial literacy, especially in respect to debt, are really important in terms of freedom, in terms of the ability of people to live their lives.
Yeah, I want to spend some time on that here in our remaining time on what you mean by freedom there. And Jerome, you said something to me once about the number one threat to our culture being a loss of freedom to do what one is called to do. So how much debt a student leaves a school with play into that threat?
Well, thank you, Scott. It's good to be here with you and Monsignor. And Monsignor referenced this that we go back many years having taught, and I've constantly kind of been barraging Monsignor with this idea of debt load and for students and the freedom that they can be, the freedom that can be taken away from them if it isn't handled correctly. And so when he came to me with this idea of year-round campus, and Monsignor and I and the rest of the university were thinking through it, I looked at him and I said, Monsignor, what I'm so excited about when it comes to the year-round campus is that we get to have this conversation. We get to have this conversation and talk to our parents and our students about the freedom that they would be able to gain by doing this, the freedom to be able to have all the cards on the table, if you will. And so to the point that you made, our students are losing freedom in the ability to do what it is that they're called to do. We as a Christian, Catholic, Benedictine university believe that each person is made for a purpose and for an intention, that they're called to something. I was called into education. Other people are called to be farmers. Other people are called to be nurses, doctors, however. But if it isn't done appropriately, this mounting debt can all of a sudden strap a person so much that they're not able to live the way that they believe they're called to live. And so one small example, Scott, is I know a couple that one is a teacher. One is actually a pharmacist. She received her doctorate in pharmacy, and because of the strapping debt that they assume, between the two of them, we're talking over $250,000 of debt, college debt. They have to work very hard to keep things down, and here's what ends up happening. They had three young, beautiful kids, and all of a sudden, mom wanted to stay home with the kids, but they couldn't. They wanted mom to be able to be home with the kids, but it was not a possibility because of this debt. And this is happening in all kinds of different ways for young people.
You know, really, think about that. That's entrapment. It's another way of entrapment that just ends up limiting decisions. And quite honestly, when to use your example, Jerome, when you're there, you're there. Right, mm-hmm. So there's no easy way out of that. I guess, Monsignor, that's why that conversation now for us as parents ought to start now with kids in middle school and high school, right?
Well, it absolutely should. You know, one of the reasons that we're launching the Around Campus is to deal with this issue because we believe, as a Christian Catholic Benedictine university, that we have moral obligations. And the crisis of student loan debt, which is now more than $1.3 trillion, it's more than credit card debt in our country right now. It's the next bubble that's waiting to burst. It's because we've made tremendous public commitments that we're not going to get return on. It's really scary. And so when we think about that, that's not simply an economic issue for our country and for our state. It's a moral issue. And there are real responsibilities that we have to fully disclose to students the effects and the consequences in their lives of not making prudent, thoughtful decisions at the outset, because you don't want to follow a whim such that you can have a dream that's all on the come, and then all of a sudden you realize that all your dreams are held captive or they've been sabotaged by decisions that you made when you were 18, 19 years old. Consider that. Consider what a boat we'd all be in if we were held captive long term by decisions we made when we were 18. My goodness, I'd have a Def Leppard tattoo.
Me too, by the way. In fact, I see they're coming to Grand Forks. There was a little part of me that said, I'd like to go see that concert. Oh, man.
You know, I like the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, really, to tell you
the
truth.
They are a little better. Yeah. They are a little better. Yeah.
Getting away from Def Leppard.
Don't get me going on
Dirt Band.
And don't get me going on Loverboy, or we'll get in real trouble, but I'd like them too. Sorry, Jerome. Save us. Save us, Jerome.
Yeah, really.
I'm trying. Again, going back to the year-round campus, again, this gives us a chance to have the conversation. In 2.6 years, you can have your bachelor's degree. I was speaking to a group of men this past week in the Knights of Columbus State Convention, and I said, if you're living in California, you can get your four-year degree in about 6.5 years. And a bunch of them, like, perked up. And I said, gentlemen, we have to rethink what we're doing here and the cost of what's happening. And so let's say that a young person gets their bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. Just in that year and a half that they would save on that, by working an average starting salary, they would pay off all of their loans in a year and a half. They can dig down, they can dig deep, and they can have that done. And as Monsignor said, if they get their master's in 4 years, which you're able to do, the lifetime the potential lifetime benefit for that is over $630,000. Now, money isn't everything, but as we've just been talking, it's more important to have that freedom to know, to have the fiscal understanding of how that's going to affect my life long term. And an 18-year-old needs to kind of, if you will, figuratively get slapped across the face and say, wake up, the decisions you're making right now are important.
Well, and that's about the question of adulthood. You know, one of the, talk about moral crisis in higher education, one of the most difficult ideas that somehow seeped into the water is that college or university is meant to be the last phase of adolescence, the last gasp of childhood, the last chance in your life to sow all those wild oats. And we don't believe that at the University of Mary. We believe college, the university studies at the beginning of adulthood. And when you're an adult, life is serious, and you've got obligations, and that's important, and you need to roll up your sleeves, and you're after life. And that's the opportunity that we have with young people. I believe it's a sea change. There is a sea change happening in higher education in North Dakota and in our country one way or the other. And we've just made a decision as an institution that we're going to step up to the plate, and we hold this out as an option for students. They're still able to come for the traditional 4 years, and we've got all these varsity sports. We play NCAA Division II athletics, and our student athletes, for eligibility reasons, they're going to want to stick around for 4 years anyway. But I'm telling you, this is a real possibility for students who, in this economy, want to get in, get a great education, be well-formed, be trained ethically and morally, to be socially prepared for the workplace, and then get out and make a difference in their lives and get a jump start, get a head start on what they're called to do. And that's exciting. It's just exciting as can be.
Only a couple minutes left, but I do want to quickly, if I could have Jerome, you or Monsignor talk a little bit about, I mean, you're swimming upstream here, partially because of just the whole idea of consumerism and materialism, right? Because, you know, the culture says, you know, go get that law school degree or med school degree or, you know, and go out there and make the big bucks so you can have more of everything, right? How do you counter that?
Well, I don't want to discourage the young person who believes that they're called to be a doctor or they're called to be a lawyer, but they should be doing it for the right reasons. And that is where, at the University of Mary, we still are going to educate them for 8 semesters, right? Just because that summer is in school doesn't mean that it's a shorter formation. We're going to still have them for the same amount of time. And that's what we're talking about, is we can help them to figure out, what am I called to do? And so that their life is about freely choosing what is good for them and good for society. And this will all of a sudden create great citizens to go out into further, whether they're a doctor, lawyer, teacher, whatever it is.
And Monsignor, I'll say this. I want to say this too, Scott. Everybody who's ever made a difference has swum upstream. A dead body can float down the stream. It's only a living body that can swim up it. We're willing to swim up the stream. And we believe that that's why the sisters founded us in 1959, to be a sign in the midst of culture of hope, of regeneration, of life. And so we see some difficulties, and we're responding as best we can, and that's what we're called to do. That's our job.
Fascinating. And we could do a whole program on my next question that we're not going to have time for your answers on, but that is just finding that calling, right? And ultimately determining, what is my calling? What am I supposed to do, and how to go about that? So we'll save that one for the next time. Gentlemen, thanks for talking.
I'd love to talk to you about that sometime, Scott.
Yeah,
that'd
be
a lot of fun.
It's not fair to ask you that with 30 seconds left. See, so we'll save that one for next time, and it'll be a great topic. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much.
God bless you, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Scott. God bless.
Likewise. Monsignor James Shea, Jerome Richter from the University of Mary on You Mary Monday. Todd takes the reins next. I'm going to run off to a National Association of Manufacturers event at Case IH plant. And stay tuned, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hinnom to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, two cookies of your choice, four items, four for $4. At any PetroServe USA location all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broil Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce Barrel of Fun Chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Do we want to get rocked?
Really?
We're just turning this into Are You Kidding Me Monday?
A Def Leppard tattoo, huh? What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Text to 701-226-8503. If you're just tuning in, Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary, president of the University of Mary. Now, in all fairness, he did say after the segment... He did say that, no, he never really did have a Def Leppard album when he was 19. If the context, we got to make it fair and put it in proper context. If we all made our decisions for our later life based on what was going on at like 18 or 19,
his comment at that point was, I'd have a Def Leppard tattoo. Now, if I had a Def Leppard tattoo, that would not be a big deal. Even if Jerome, who was here, had like a little one maybe on his ankle or something, wouldn't be the shockingest thing ever. It'd be a little surprise if Scott had one, I suppose. But it was about the last thing we were expecting out of Monsignor Shea. And then Scott had to bring the concert up. That's coming up. Really? I thought I was the guy that dragged the show down. Not today, it's Scott. It's a little role reversal day. What's in your mind today brought to you? I was just not expecting that one. I had to get my jaw back up off the ground. Brought to you by MyPillow at 1-800-506-9028. You've been trying to get that MyPillow phone number. Maybe Scott blows it by you too fast. Or you can always go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott to get the 2-for-1 deal. Either at MyPillow.com or 1-800, ready? 506-9028. The National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. Yes, there really is one. And they're offering 2-for-1 of the original classic pillows, and I've got one, and I tell you what, I always sleep so much better with it. My problem is, so do my cats, so does my wife. Occasionally, I wake up and find out I don't have it, and that's the point at which I'm not sleeping that well anymore. So get that 50% savings, 1-800, ready? 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott for the 2-for-1 offer, 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com. Either way is going to work. So, what, 10 days left in the legislative session, are we? And we're introducing a bill to kind of redo the oil tax structure? Al Carlson?
Right now, it looks like we're almost 4 months into the five of the big trigger. So we felt the time was to go. By the way, there's a number of oil producers that would love to just see an instant change in the rate, but we're not going to do that. We're going to say a trigger on the trigger. So it's not too late to do those kinds of things. We addressed the issue with PERS a couple weeks ago because we had concerns over that. And when you have big issues, you got to take them on, and that's what we do here. What we're trying to do is just very simply say that if the trigger were to kick in, the big trigger is going to have quite a long lasting effect on the state of North Dakota. If that big trigger kicks in, then we're going to change our oil policy to a flat tax with no triggers. Because it's really been hard to try and budget on the basis of a maybe.
Minority Leader Max Schneider offered
comment. I think we have a much better oil play than those states with the Bakken formation. Take a look at how our industry has absolutely thrived with a 6.5% extraction tax rate in place. And that's a good thing. Our opposition to this isn't about big oil or some nonsense like that. We value the industry and the investments that the industry has made in North Dakota. It's been game-changing for this state. But they've done it under this existing tax policy. And you ask the question about good tax policy. I'm not sure it's good tax policy to take away an incentive entirely during sustained low oil prices, times where you're below 55.09 for more than five straight months. That's when the industry needs an incentive. Probably doesn't need an incentive when oil is at about $100 a barrel like it was last year. So I don't think this is good tax policy. It gives a 30% tax cut when times are good, and it takes away an incentive when times are tough. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Minority Leader Max Schneider there. Majority Leader Al Carlson on the two comments before him. At just another minute or so, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Text 701-226-8503. I find it curious that we do get to this late juncture. Is there still, of course there's still time. It's not like it's the last day. There is still time to properly vet this. But there's, depending on your count, 70 to 100 bills still to be hashed out. There is still other business to take care of. It's not like we were getting ready to wrap it all up today. And then, well, wait a minute. We've got time. Let's throw this in. There wasn't necessarily going to be time. out there now. Hash out, how's today's head tomorrow? More on What's in Your Mind. Don't forget the What's in Your Mind record line. Something gets on your mind later. 1-855-200-1776. Hit option 1. You can leave your comment anytime. For Scott Hennin, I'm Todd Mitchell. There's a role reversal for you. Go ahead and get that Def Leppard tattoo, and we'll join you back tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.